AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. At least 33 people are dead, more than 100 others injured in a suicide bombing of a bank in Jalalabad, Afghanistan. The AP's Ashraf Khalil. Raf Khalil has this report from Cairo.
You do have regular bombing attacks in Afghanistan using cars, using motorcycles, using individuals wearing explosive vests. It is a fairly regular occurrence in that country.
Police say the bomber rode up on a motorcycle, set off his explosives, and a crowd of soldiers and civilians who had gathered at the bank for their monthly pay. Afghanistan's president says the Islamic State group has claimed it carried out the bombing. Five young Australian men arrested on suspicion of plotting an Islamic State group-inspired terrorist attack at a Veterans Day ceremony. Police say the four 18-year-olds and a 19-year-old plan to attack Anzac Day ceremonies in Melbourne later this month. Heavy rain, severe thunderstorms touch off flooding in Texas, including parts of Houston. National Weather Service meteorologist Melissa Huffman.
NAF's done a really good job of saturating the ground around the Houston area. And when we see subsequent thunderstorms, we have heavy rain and the ground's already saturated, and that additional rain that falls doesn't really have anywhere to go.
Forecasters are warning of severe weather across much of the southeast through the weekend. Members of the St. Louis County Sheriff's Tactical Unit shot and killed a knife-wielding man who rushed officers after barricading himself inside his home overnight. Police Chief John Belmer.
An individual lost his life. And like I've said before, regardless of the decisions that are made by individuals, these are tragedies. These are tragedies for the family who's lost a loved one. These are tragedies for the officers who were involved.
Belmer says officers first fired a rubber-coated shot at the man, hitting him in the leg. Rather than dropping his knife, he tried to attack two officers who opened fire and killed him early this morning. This is AP Radio News. Three people are in critical condition, eight others injured in a fiery gas line explosion at a sheriff's department shooting range in Fresno, California. Sheriff Margaret Mims says a county worker was using a front end loader to build an earthen berm at the range at the time of the explosion.
There was a county public works employee operating the front loader. As a result, he was blown away from the front loader.
Many of the others who were hurt were in a county jail inmate work crew. The NBA playoffs begin today. A quartet of games up first. Washington Wizards travel to Toronto, play the Raptors at 12:30 Eastern Time. New Orleans faces Golden State in San Francisco. Night games include Milwaukee at Chicago and the Dallas Mavericks traveling in-state to face the Houston Rockets. Four games today as well in the NHL playoffs. Red Wings play the Lightning in Tampa Bay this afternoon. Minnesota is at St. Louis. Pittsburgh plays the Rangers, and Winnipeg is at Anaheim. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.